I mean, poems are fictions, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we use our imaginations to make them. And yet, it's fair to ask, and I ask too of writers, did that really happen? Is this true? And those are two different questions. I think the whole book is true, in my mind, I think. But my imagination made it so. You know, the idea of lying towards the truth, you know. If you had to write about what actually happened in your life, at least for my life, it would be terrible. But, but this is the one exception, this one poem. This is hardly even a poem, it seems sometimes, because it is just what happened. I'll just say that. Everything happened in it. To whoever set my truck on fire. But let us be friends a while, and understand our differences are small, and that they float like dust in sunny rooms. And let us settle into the good work of being strangers, simply, who have something to say in the middle of the night. For you have said something that interests me, something of flames, footsteps, and the hard, heavy charge of an engine gunning away into the June cool of 4 a.m. here in West Virginia, where last night I woke to the sound of a door slamming, 5 or 6 fading footsteps, and through the window saw my impossible truck bright orange like a maverick sun, and ran I did, panicked in my underwear, bobbling the dumb extinguisher, too complex it seemed for putting out fires, and so grabbed a skillet and jumped about like one needing to piss while the faucet like honey issued its slow, sweet water, and you, I noticed then, were watching from your idling car, far enough away I could not make your plate number, but you could see me, half naked, figuring out the puzzle of a fire, 30 seconds from a dream never to be remembered, while the local chaos of a growing fire crackled through the boots and books burning in my truck. You bastard, you watched as I sprayed finally the flames with a garden hose under the moon. And yes, I cut what was surely a ridiculous figure there, and worsened it later that morning after the bored police drove home lazily, and I stalked the road in front of my house with an axe in my hand, and walked into the road after every car to memorize the plates of who might have done this, LB7329, NT7663. And you may have passed by, I don't know. You may have passed by as I committed the innocent numbers of neighbors to memory. And maybe you were miles away, and I, like the woodsman of fairy tales, threatened all with my bright axe, shining with the evil joy of vengeance and mad hunger to bring harm, heavy harm, to the coward who did this. And if I find you, my friend, I promise you I will lay the sharp blade deep into your body, until the humid, grabbing hands of what must be death have mercy and take you away from the constant, murderous swinging my mind makes, my words make, swinging down on your body, and may your children weep 1,000 tears at your small and bewildered grave. The funny thing is this happened like 3 days after I moved to West Virginia, so I couldn't help but take it personal somewhat. But I did make it worse with my neighbors, because they met the new guy carrying an axe in the road, staring at them. And it's taken about 8 years to win them over. And I haven't really done it yet. But and after that happened, I spent several nights in the bushes waiting for this person. I was losing my mind. Obviously. I really was. My wife was like, come in. And I wrote this poem, and I came in, and I'm fine. Though even when I hear a diesel truck, which is what I heard, I tend to tense up, because it was a diesel, but writing that poem helped. Thank God for art in that way.